And is there a measure to notify wrongly parked scooters, or do you rely on an app like My Streets? I know there's an app called My Streets.
Fix My Streets is an application. Yeah.
Or do you just rely on people complaining? Because the moment people start complaining, it's often already too much.
Yeah.
Are you proactive or?
We will, but then again, Brussels is complex. So 15% of the roads are regional roads, rest are local roads.
Yeah.
So we will have actions by the region saying, okay, on that date, we will do a big action in collecting and cleaning all the wrongly parked vehicles. We do have inspectors who are on the street. There's the same team that also inspects the taxis and different. So we do have inspectors on the street who can react. Also the local communities, because 85% of the streets are local streets.
Yep.
They also can, they also have the power to implement. And if they take away, they can get the money from the fine so that the system is paid for, that those who do the controlling are also getting the income of the fine. So we do have this system to make sure that there will be controls, but there also will be people complaining and reacting on people complaining. It will be part of it. If we know, it's often the case if people are saying, hey, there's a problem there. Often, sometimes, especially with modern technologies, people are sending information faster than the government can discover. Fix My Street is an application which has several options. So if you have a street tile that is it's wrong, obviously there's a hole in it. So it is a way to report a problem in the street. If there is a traffic light not working. So it is a way to inform the government about the problem. One of the instruments we have, but people also sending emails, telephoning. Talking to the local politicians. So I'm convinced there will be a lot of, it will take some time to get a good habits also for the operators to really educate their users to do it well. But we've seen a lot of improvement because it's not, we're now entering the final phase of the different steps we put in place. But we've seen by implementing drop zones, by having communes, making those drop zones, by having everything installed, that it's going better and better, and people are more and more like, okay, I need to find a drop zone, where is it? So it is becoming more, it's going better, I think, for the moment, but we still have work to do.
Okay, but still seems that there's still a lot of administration behind it or something, because I also have my own shared electric bike company in Kortrijk, and we've already resolved this issue years ago, and I think you can prevent all this administration if, as a city, you ask the operators that they can only park and the drop zone. So, for example, I will show for us, if someone, we'll also put it on the screen, if someone puts in the destination, we actually send the bike to the nearest dedicated bike parking, and then we tell them how far to walk, so one more minute's walking. And that's the bike doesn't close if it's not in the dedicated bike parking, so their money keeps on running.
Yeah.
So that forces them to make sure that they don't pay too much so that they always park there. And I think if the city asks this to operators, it will save a lot of time and a lot of complaints. And
it's what we've done now. So you need to park in a drop zone, otherwise you cannot close it. But to do so, you needed to have the drop zones. And so it was, we need also to have our part of the engagement as a government to make sure that those dedicated zones are there. And on the most places, they're physically there, you can see them. On some places in Brussels, it's only in the application, but the application is clear, so we've tested that also. If there's no sign in the streets, because they're still creating them, because it takes also time, and you need good weather conditions to paint on the street and all those things. So we are making sure that it is in the application, and the only way from the 1st of February where you can do it, it's already in many places. It's only possible to lock the bike or the step in a dedicated place. But from the 1st of February, it will be for the whole of the region. And so even those areas that are not having their physical drop zones, they're now giving on the spots to the operators, and operators are playing the game along. So they do put it in their system, their technology can handle it. So
I think that will save a lot of misery.
Yeah.
I think that's a good
way
forward. But
one of the elements is, if you do so, if you have 23,000 steps and a lot of bikes, The drop zone is filled. So that's why we need to reduce the number, because if you have drop zones and they're overfull, people cannot stall it, that's also a problem. So it was necessary to have all these elements together, and the legislation to do so, it took us, you have to have several steps, it's a legal procedure,
so Belgium,
it took time to implement. So I hope now we see already how much better it's going thanks to the drop zones. It is going better, and
yeah, it's very pleasant to walk now, actually. I think there are already some scooters removed because it's less busy when I was walking here. It's very pleasant. Do these operators also have to pay like a license? I saw yesterday on the news in Liège that operators have to pay around 20 euros per scooter.
Yeah.
Is that the same for Brussels?
We do have license. We do have a financial system that in it. I can give you the exact numbers. The main goal for us is to make sure that they do it decently and properly. So there's also a system of fining. So if a scooter is not in a drop zone, if it's blocking the street, if it's dangerous, we can take it and it can get a fine. So it's something else than the tax to put it on the street. So both systems exist. But for me, the importance is really making sure that we are severe on the right parking, because the patience of people is gone. It's they really need to show good practices now.